According to biology, there are many genders, but only two sexes, male and female. And sex is defined by gametes and not by genitals. Gametes are mature reproductive cells, commonly known as sperm, which are produced by males, and eggs, which are produced by females. But this is not to say that there aren't exceptions, because there are. Take, for example, intersex people. These are individuals that possess reproductive or sexual anatomy considered atypical. Irregular, unusual. In other words, their sexual anatomy doesn't fit the standard definition of male or female. Intersex is currently viewed as an exception, even though as many as 30 variations exist. But if the original plan for humans was male and female to rule the world, how can this be? How can there be exceptions in humans contrary to the initial plan? What is causing this deviation? Or instead of a deviation, is this an indication of what the default sexual reproductive position once was? After all, there were organisms before there were humans. This is not a far-fetched concept. Just think about it. Before we humans were born, we were fetus. And before being fetus, we were embryos. And before we were embryos, there was sperm and egg. And although for humans, it is not till the sperm and egg come together that the process begins, such is not the case under parthenogenesis in animals and binary fission in organisms, where sexual reproduction occurs without the sexual union of male and female gametes.